at 6 o'clock Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for the next 2 hours. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. That's a studio line. You want to knock me off my mojo or whatever, touch base. Okay, anyway, I got all discombobulated with the phones last week. Answered a couple of calls, but didn't get any requests because I lost the calls, you know, as soon as I got them. But anyway, give me a jingle if you want. You can always get a hold of me between shows. You know, if you go to Coffee and Smokes at Verizon.net or the Desperate Hours Facebook page. It's gotten a few likes lately. There's been a little bit of a surge. It's a Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page, so check it out. Anyway, let's get into it. These are Desperate Hours.
Murray, the Whole Lot of Shaking radio show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex K. keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
I cry. You're the girl I they had to keep their hands off girls in order to keep the Army's hands off them. That's the storyline of the darndest, gayest, funniest fairy tale you've ever seen on the motion picture screen. That's the Gay Deceivers in absolutely divine color. The Gay Deceivers stars Kevin Coghlan, Larry Casey, and Brooke Bundy, and introduces the sensational find of the year, Michael Greer. Now, you see, the Gay Deceivers is all about... Well, we can't exactly tell you the storyline because it's not for Mom and Dad and the apple pie crowd. But for you groovy cats, it's out of sight. So, is he or isn't he? Only his draft board and his girlfriend know for sure. You won't want to miss the comedy show of many a year, The Gay Deceivers. What kind of a movie is this?
Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM. WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know the medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Yeah, I did a read-through on that. That's why it came out smooth. Don't do as I do, do as I say. That's why I trained legions of people here and at another station how to do air. Anyway, put that out of the way. Let me explain away this first set of the evening. Backing me up as always, at least for the next couple of weeks. The Strongmen, Hercules Unchained off the compilation East Side Sound. 1959 and 68, came out in 96 on Dionysus. The original release was in 1961, I believe, on the Linda label, off the top of my head. Yeah, it was. Anyway, you just heard the Contessas from 1962, originally released on the Witch label, and you're a hard guy to please. I have the compilation All About the Girls released last year on Cherry Red. Boy, that's the Liars from 1985. Oh, Liars. Don't put the Liars in there. It's Liars. It's their version of Stormy off the Liars, Liars LP. Came out in 1985 on Ace of Hearts. And I heard on Psychotic Reactions, I heard Pip play the original just as a Newport version, well, the original, and he says, oh, I want to play the Liars version. Which they gave it a good treatment. For that, Chuck Berry from 1964. And as Mike Murray pointed out, the answer song to Memphis, Tennessee, Little Marie, came out on Chess in 1964. The other side is a out-and-out scorcher, even if it is about a bit dated for that time. Go Box, Bobby Sox, or Go. And then we kicked off the set with Just Six and Bo Said, originally released on the Wax label in 1965. But I got off a compilation, Bad Vibrations, Volume 3. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Want to get a hold of me between here shows? If you have it in your heads, I can do you some good. I know something. Or you want to make a bumper. Yes. If you want to make a bumper, you make a WAV or an MP3. And email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Those of you longtime listeners, yes, I did keep the email from my old show here at MFO. And if you really like the show, you can go over and you're on Facebook. And admit it, you are. Go over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. I only bug you once a week. Just to let you know that there is a show this week. We're going to have a guest next week. It doesn't often happen. One of my listeners, I threw down a gauntlet, and one of my listeners picked it up. Beat Girl Amy will be my guest next week on the Desperate Hours. The week after that is my birthday, and hopefully I'll make it back from New York City in time to do the show on August 4th. Let's get back into it. These are Desperate Hours.
Wasting my time, just waiting round for you. Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
I can't see myself a knight in shining armor.
To dust. You load the phone with gossip, a kicking up a fuss.
On the kitchen extension or on the living room rug,
you get the pot of line, yeah. The rocking chatterbox. Kiss and make up. We're gonna bury the hatchet. You be my loving cup.
With that conversation, you be as far as a mouse.
I'm staking my reputation all with a pension I have.
Thank you.
6:31 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Just heard Jackie Clark and Walkie Talkie, a track released on the XYZ label back in 1959. For that, Rick Nelson from 1966 on the Decca label and Fire Breathing Dragon. For that, Al's Dynamics did Breakdown, track released originally on the Ideal label. I got off the compilation You're So Square, came out on Lance Records, probably in the late 90s. For that, the Banshees, a track off of the first Back from the Grave CD compilation. I believe it was on Back from the Grave Part 2 on the vinyl. I gotta look. Anyway, They Prefer Blonde's the name of the track, originally released on the Solo label in 1965. We kicked off the set with Dinah Lee, a track that came out on His Master's Voice in 1964 on an EP, You Don't Talk About Love. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Yeah. Anyway, like I say, you ever want to get a hold of me between shows and you're on social media, admit it, you are. Scroll and like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page or email me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. I'm always looking for bumpers and stuff. They're fun to get. A few people indicated they were going to send them but never did. I know that feeling. Coming up in about an hour and a half will be The Lounge with Danny and Stephanie, I believe, although Danny's usually in by now. So we shall see. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Try to think that love's not around. Still, it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't gaining no ground because my angel eyes ain't here. Angel eyes that old devil sent, they glow unbearably bright. I say that my love's misspent, misspent with angel eyes tonight. So drink up, all you people. Order anything you see. Have fun, you happy people. The drink and a laugh's on me. Pardon me, but I've gotta run. The fact's uncommonly clear. I gotta find who's now the number one, and why my angel eyes ain't here. The drinks and the laughs are on me. Pardon me, but I gotta run. The fact's uncommonly clear. I gotta find who's now the number one, and why my angel eyes ain't here. Excuse me while I disappear. Gotta find my angel eyes.
Scotch and soda. But in your eye, baby, do I feel high? Oh me, oh my, do I feel high? Dry martini, jigger of gin. Oh, what a spell you've got me in. Oh my, do I feel high? People won't believe me. They'll think that I'm just bragging. But I could feel the way I do and still be on the wagon. All I need is one of your smiles, sunshine of your eye. Oh me, oh my, do I feel higher than a kite can fly? Give me lovin', baby, I feel high. No, people won't believe me. They'll think that I'm just bragging, but I could feel the way I do and still be on the wagon. All I need is one of your smiles, sunshine of your eyes. Oh me, oh my, do I feel higher than a kite can fly? Give me loving, baby, I feel high.
Mm-hmm. reason why I preach against it. I believe that it is a contributing fact to our juvenile delinquency of sex.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m., alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
I love you, babe. You can't resist. I'm a man. I still am. A and man. Come back down. You can't sue. Think back a woman. Like you. Now I'm a man. I still am. A and man.
at 6:50 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. I just realized I played like the some songs off a 2-CD set. Played the wrong ones. Well, they're all entered wrong. Yeah, you can figure it out. Anyway, you just heard a band, I think. It was I Wanted You by The Outcasts. Originally released on the Shorebird label in 1966, but I do think that, what did I do? Track 20. I don't know. I messed up. Hey, what are you going to do? Anyway, I Wanted You, I thought it was the name of the track. And before that, a band called the Casanovas. I was at a record show and I got this, I bought this record. And it was an Italian outfit, more or less instrumentals and the like. When I looked them up, the Casanovas, for a few dollars more, from around 1968, on the Atman label in Italy. Before that, the Kingston Trio from 1962, a single released on Capitol, and Scotch and Soda. Jack Jones before that, with Angel Eyes, originally released on Capitol in 1959. I got off the compilation Wild, Cool, and Swingin' 2. Came out in 1997 on Capitol. Then we kicked it off with Danny's Reasons, I think it was. A track called Triangles. Also off of Essential Pebbles Volume 2. No idea when the release was. Boy, did I mess it up? Oh, I think I didn't. Maybe I did mess it up. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Hey, 6:52. We're coming up on the halfway point of the show, a.k.a. the point of no return. And then there should be the lounge, I think. I didn't see anything on the sub list. Anyway, we're going to have a guest next week. Beat Girl Amy will be in. And she'll bring her own special brand. Leave her own mark on the show. I might just let her have it, and I'll just have, you know, sit in the corner and have tea or something. Anyway, so stick around for that. And hopefully there will be a big birthday. No, there won't be a big birthday. I don't really celebrate my birthday other than that. It's the only time I get a year people willingly eat Indian food with me. So that's about it. Anyway, do I have anything queued up? Yes, I do. All right, let's get right back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Mike Stewart from the Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.